surprised because, you know, usually in several games that I played against him, he shakes his head coach's hand and then he's going into the locker room. So, you know, I didn't think he would do anything different. But once I got into the middle of the field, I saw him there and he came and talked to me. We shook hands and it was a mutual respect.
Thanks, Gary. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that.
What did you guys talk about?
We talked about just respecting each other, understanding there's not any hard feelings, understanding that, you know, I said some things that I, you know, was saying out of emotion, and sometimes my emotion get the best of me at times, and it's just the spirit of competition. I had nothing but the utmost respect for that organization and him as a coach and as a GM, and, you know, I could respect it. So he said it's no hard feelings from him, and he respects me as a man, and I appreciate, you know, him doing that because he didn't have to do it. It was just by chance that we walked around because usually he's in the locker room, so I didn't even expect him to see him in the middle of the field. So it's just mutual respect between two men.
Tell us about the interception and the run back.
First of all, the run back wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for the 10 other guys out there on the field because I wouldn't have got in without those guys. And I commend those linemen for getting down the field, making extra blocks. You know, credit to my teammates, really, because that would help me. But I saw Brady coming off a three-step drop, looking towards the tight end. Tight end didn't stop, and it was just an opportunity to make a play, and I just made the play. And fortunately for me, I was able to get in with the help of my teammates. If it wasn't for those guys out there going 110% on, you know, throughout the whole play, then it wouldn't have happened. I wouldn't have been able to get in the end zone.
I think Kendricks and Curry were two of the guys who were down there. What does it say about the team, I guess, just in the preseason for them to be going all out on a play like that?
It's love, man. I respect those guys. Those two are the hardest working guys that we got in this locker room. You know, and it's just great team building. You know, I understand that, you know, no matter what, I got 10 other guys out there that's going to be willing to lay it all out there on the line, not only for me, but for the team. So, you know, it's great to have that, and it's great team unity, great team building experience. So I appreciate those guys. Like I said, it wouldn't have been done without those guys.
What do you think are the takeaways defensively from the game today?
I think we came out and we competed. I think we can get better in some areas. You know, this is a preseason. We still want to work towards the mark. We still want to be able to play within the rules, not grab and hold in the secondary. We got to assess the film and figure out what, you know, we can do better on next week. So as far as I'm concerned, you know, we did a pretty good job, but it's a matter of us, you know, executing out there and being more consistent on each and every play.
And then finally, the hamstring, how you feeling?
I'm all right, man. I'll be all right.
Good. Thanks, Gary.